Well, they don't call him the guru for nothing. In fact, he gave himself that nickname.
No, he did not.
Yes, you did. Hello, Middo.
There's only one guru. That was Eric Groth, the first.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's fair comment. Mate, can I ask you a question without notice? Because we're getting to the back end. When I say the back end, we're over the halfway hump, right? How many teams normally drop out of the top eight from now on in? Like, how many spots do you reckon out of the top eight are now available up for grabs?
Look, I reckon, generally speaking, there's not a lot of change to the top eight over the final 10 to 12 weeks. And if you look at this year's ladder, there's 4 points separating seventh and eighth. So I think that...
Top seven home.
That's a key. I think those top seven teams, you know, you'd have to just about have a mighty collapse to miss out. You know, they only need another 10 competition points to be safe. A lot of them have still got, I think all of them have still got at least one bye to come.
Yes.
So we're talking only maybe four wins are going to get them there. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of change.
So you're saying Storm, Roosters, Sharks, Dragons, Broncos, Sea Eagles, Cowboys, safe.
They're looking safe. Unless something untoward happens to one of those teams.
Eels and Raiders both have the two byes left.
Yep.
So there's automatic 4 points.
Yep.
So really they're only 2 points behind the Cowboys, the Eels.
True. True. Yep.
The easiest way is to go off the win column.
Well, 12 wins. 12 wins is 12 wins, 12 losses
wins,
generally
points.
Will generally get you there.
Yep, with a pretty good differential, hopefully.
Yep.
Would even be a little bit better. All right, sorry about that. Didn't want to put you under the pump.
That's okay.
So there's a lot of anxious...
The guru
hard
nothing,
to be definitive.
Though.
There's a lot of anxious moments coming up for the Panthers, the Eels, the Raiders, and the Warriors.
There'll be plenty of teams scrambling for that eighth spot, won't there?
South v the Gold Coast. Lots of money around for South, we're hearing.
Well, look, I watched them play the Broncos last Friday night. Yeah. And, well, that was a good performance from the Rabbitohs. There was a lot of energy and aggression in their play. And they were pretty unlucky to lose. They would have beaten most teams in the comp. And if you look at the Titans side, missing three of their best players to State of Origin, plus they've got a handful of players out injured. There's some interesting selections in their lineup. Chris McQueen, named at 5'8". They've got a couple of other players who we haven't seen for quite some time, such as Pat Politone. He hasn't played first grade for a couple of seasons. He was at Cronulla West Tigers before that. So, look, I think they'll really struggle. I think Conrad Hurrell copped an injury last week. I'm not sure about his fitness. I think South should win. They're not affected by Origin. They're playing at ANZ. They haven't got a good record there this year, but I think South should win it pretty well.
Mate, the Melbourne Storm without their list of Origin superstars are still $1.65 favourites over the Cowboys, $2.25, obviously missing big names like Morgan, Thurston and Hess.
Yeah, the worry for them, the Storm too, though, is that they've also lost Jordan McLean and Chase Blair through injury. So not only are they missing five Origin players, they're also missing two pretty handy players as well. Torhu Harris named in the centres, and they've got Nelson Asofa-Solomona to start up front, which is handy for them. But there's some, you know, interesting names on the bench too. We haven't heard too much of some of them. I think the Storm can still win at Amy Park because the Cowboys side is really cut about as well, particularly in their halves.
Joe Stimpson, Dean Britt, second generation coming through too. Dean Britt, son of Darren.
Correct.
Legendary Darren.
Correct. He hasn't played first grade yet, signed with the Rabbitohs for next season. And Joe Stimpson, son of a former Rabbitoh, Peter Stimpson.
Brandon Smith, absolute star.
Yeah, I watched a short... documentary piece on him last year. He comes from New Zealand. He set himself up in Townsville for a few seasons up there and has moved down to Melbourne, and he may well be the heir apparent to another Smith.
He is.
Cronulla, short price favourites, mate, $1.25 up against the West Tigers, $4, and Cronulla are missing a whole heap.
They're missing a whole heap, but they've still got their captain, Paul Gallen, there. And I remember back to last year when they played Penrith up at Penrith without their Origin players.
Yeah.
Very impressive performance by them. They had the bye before round one, Origin one. I think they'll beat the Tigers. Disappointing last Sunday. I heard you talking to Aaron Woods. The Roosters made 20 errors in that game and still won 40-18. I think, wow, it was going to be a big win if they'd hung onto the ball.
Yeah, would have been a bloodbath.
I think the Sharks should beat the Tigers.
And producer Benny's very happy about this. Parramatta, you are tipping $1.65 ahead of the Dragons, $2.25. Now, did you watch that game at TIS Stadium?
There wasn't much happening for the Eels there, was it? Look, Corey Norman, I think he'll improve. I think he'll have to improve. He was really disappointing First game back. Is that his first game back?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Look, so he'll be better for that run. There'll be a bit more organisation, I think, in the Eels lineup. They dusted the Dragons when they played them back in round two at Wollongong, and they've actually beaten them five times straight. So that may be something in that stat that they know the way around the Dragons. Who'll be missing Dugan and Frizzell. No Origin players missing for Parramatta. I think maybe it's a chance for them to get one back here.
Minnow, any killer Origin stat you want to leave us with? Obviously, Queensland making seven changes, that's a bit of a record, and New South Wales making changes, that's a record as well.
It is. They haven't done that in over 20 years. Look, I think the Blues still have a very impressive record at ANZ Stadium, despite Queensland's success over a decade. New South Wales have still won twice as many games at ANZ Stadium as Queensland. Right. So that'll be a key for them. And, you know, they have that blue support at ANZ Stadium. It'll be massive on Wednesday night.
Here's a stat that I got out of the Sturlo program last night. After winning game one in Brisbane, New South Wales have gone on to win six of seven game twos.
That's right.
Sydney.
Only one they lost was back in 1987. They won at Lang Park, lost at the Sydney Cricket Ground. So they've got a pretty good record winning there in game two.
Correct. And that was, Sturlo was in that game too. So, and I think they lost the third game as well.
They did lose the third game.
Mido, always good to see you.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Mido.
See you next week.